For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. All teachers will soon be able to get COVID-19 vaccines in Missouri, not just those 65 and older. But Education Department spokesperson Mallory McGowan says many school employees will still have to wait to get vaccinated.
Supply issues won't be completely resolved in many cases when the calendar turns to March 15th.
McGowan says teachers and other essential workers will have an easier time getting shots once Johnson & Johnson starts shipping its vaccine to Missouri. Starting March 15th, anyone who works at a school or child care facility in Missouri will also be able to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Adam Crumless with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services says while it's important to vaccinate teachers and other essential workers, doses are still in short supply.
But we need to make sure that we are also planning and leaving some space for local public health agencies to hit those that have a substantially higher mortality risk.
Crumless says a lot of seniors and people of color haven't been able to access vaccine appointments. He says once Missouri starts getting shipments from Johnson & Johnson, more shots will be available. St. Louis is one of three U.S. cities taking part in a pilot program to track pollution from plastic garbage in the Mississippi River. Jonathan All reports that the goal is to help lawmakers develop the right policies to fight the problem.
Plastic garbage can clog the river, hurt plant and animal life, and add chemicals to what ends up becoming drinking water. St. Louis, along with St. Paul, Minnesota, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana, are the first three sites of a tracking program led by the United Nations and National Geographic. St. Louis Mayor Elida Crewson says the data may suggest changes to local laws, but that could be a difficult process. She cites an objection to a plastic bag ban a few years ago.
The state has responded by preempting us for doing that. There have been some folks who have thought about some sort of deposit on plastic bottles and that sort of thing.
All three sites will upload plastic garbage information to a publicly accessible database as a first step. I'm Jonathan All.
Missouri is one of a number of GOP-controlled state legislatures debating banning transgender athletes from competing in school teams that match their gender. In an emotional House hearing yesterday, Jamie, who did not provide his last name during testimony, said participating in Taekwondo gave him a sense of belonging. He lost that after he was barred from competing because he's trans.
I also lost the majority of the positive relationships I had in my life, which had a very strong negative impact on my mental health.
The proposal still needs approval from the House and Senate, and if passed, the constitutional amendment would go before voters in a statewide election. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.